listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening. Here we are at the Mason County Fieldhouse. This is the site of the boys' 10th region tournament, and we've got basketball high school doubleheader coming to you tonight. This is the second day of this 10th region tournament, and the opening game here, it'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinals taking on the Pendleton County Wildcats. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me, and hey, the stakes are high. There's a lot really riding on these ball games. You get to the region tournament, you keep winning in order to advance. And there were two games last night, Bobby. They were very good games, close games. Tonight, you got winners playing runners-up. Doesn't seem, I mean, both teams, the winners look heavy favorites.
Well, they are tonight as opposed to last night where region runner-ups were very comparable. I'm sorry, district runner-ups were very comparable talent-wise to the district winners. And as you saw, 2-1 possession games last night. Tonight, it may be far from the story.
Mason County advanced last night, and then also Harrison County as well. So,
right.
You know, those were two teams. That, like you said, they received a challenge. Tonight, the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, they are the reigning 10th region champs, and it rolled off multiple region championships, and they're going to be taking on Pendleton County. And Pendleton County and George Rogers Clark, they met earlier, Bobby, back on December the 7th. The Cardinals won that one going away. GRC 92-47. Five players were in double figures. They shot 14 of 24 from three-point range for 58.5%. So GRC warmed them up pretty good back in December.
Well, they sure did. And yet you have to hand it to Pendleton County and Coach Monroe. His team comes in here 15-17 overall with a 10-10 district record, if I'm not mistaken. And they have really proven to be competitive enough to get here. And so I'm sure they realized that they were handled pretty good last time. So a lot of incentive for them to see if they can cut into that margin, if not a little bit. A lot, whatever. They're going to do their best.
Well, the Cardinals are going to be without a couple of guys that played in that ball game. Two guys that accounted for 33 of the GRC 92 points. One moved away, and the other guy is currently injured. So the GRC team less than 100%, but they are a very good squad, as the record would indicate. The Cardinals roll in here at 29-2 overall, undefeated against regional competition. Therefore, they are undefeated in district play. As Bobby mentioned, Pendleton County, they are 15-17, 10-10 against 10th region foes, 3-5 in their district. Now, the Pendleton County team, historically, three region championships, 1965, 1971, and as recent as 2005. Their last 10th region tournament appearance was in 2020. They fell to Campbell County at GRC by a score of 48-33. The last win in a 10th region tournament, you got to go all the way back to 2015. They defeated Augusta by 10, 57-47. When you look at under Josh Cook, the Cardinals, they are 7-0 against Pendleton County.
7-0 against Pendleton County, and when you look at district foes, GRC has won the last 32 contests, and region-wise, an amazing 64 straight wins, but that could be sorely tested in these next 4 or 5 days. Tonight, maybe not so much, but you never know.
Never know. You got to play them. And as I say, the Cardinals at GRC 7-0 against Pendleton County under head coach Josh Cook. They all haven't been blowout games. They played two close games versus GRC back when Dante Allen was playing and Belmont Bruin alum Keaton Belcher was the head coach for Pendleton County. So they've had some strong teams in the past. This team, they are strong enough to get in here as a district runner-up. They're going to take on the GRC Cardinals, the reigning 10th region champ. We are looking at 4 minutes away from tip-off. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back. More pregame to follow after these commercials.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
BMC Contracting, LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Region Boys Basketball Tournament up here at Mason County High School in the historic Mason County Fieldhouse. We've got Pendleton County taking on George Rogers Clark. Both these clubs, they have their cheerleaders out on the floor going through their floor cheers, getting the crowd inspired. Pep fans are here, crowd still filtering in. And Bobby, this is what everybody plays for to get to the region tournament.
Well, you're here and you're 3 victories away from Rupp,
yes.
So bring it on, and let's see who's the better in this one.
Now, the Cardinals come in here. GRC, they have won 5 games in a row. They have won 19 of their past 20 ball games. They have won 4 regional titles in a row en route to a 29-2 season. They are the reigning state Sweet 16 runners-up in boys basketball. Prior to that, the boys Sweet 16 state champion. Pendleton County, they come in. They dropped a game in the district championship, 61-47 to Harrison County, after defeating Nicholas County 57-53 to get in that district championship game. Pendleton, they have won 2 of their last 3. They have won 3 of their last 5. They will be tested tonight as we get ready for this basketball game. Bobby, this is a great time of year. I like it.
Well, that's what it's all about. Once you hit March in this neck of the woods, madness is the next word to come up.
We will be covering this on your Gateway Sports Station. We've got basketball action here for both games this evening. The first game here, it'll be Pendleton County and GRC. In the nightcap, it will be Campbell County facing Bracken County. The officials are here at the scores table and at press row. They are from the 6th and 7th region. Last year, the 5th region officials came and officiated this 10th region tournament. We're going to pause, take our final 2-minute break. When we come back, back, we'll have starting lineups, game action, tip-off, all that straight ahead, right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
It's region tournament action. It's boys action here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Region basketball tournament. Tonight's first quarterfinal features your visiting team, the Wildcats of Pendleton County. And your home team, the Cardinals of GRC. Let's meet our starting lineups first for Pendleton County. At guard, a 6-foot senior, number one, Hunter Jack. At guard, a 6'1 senior, number two, Alex Weiss. At guard, a 6-foot senior, number 21, Hunter Cox. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 33, Amon Merrill. And at center, a 6'5 senior, number 45, Austin Kirsch. And the head coach of the Wildcats, Mason Monroe. And now introducing your GRC Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rashawn Hampton. At forward, a 6'4 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. And at forward, a 6'2 junior, number 20, Maddox Campbell. And the head coach of the Cardinals, Josh Cook.
There's your starters for tonight's game, and both these teams' colors, red and white, and black. Pendleton County, the road team, wearing red uniforms, white numerals and lettering. Not a player one has the same style or color of shoes. While the Cardinals at GRC wearing the white uniforms, black numbers and trimmed in red. I noticed, Bobby, the Cardinal warm-ups, they have a show of solidarity and support for Malachi Ashford, all have number 5 on the warm-up.
And Malachi is here this evening with his team, watching from the sideline.
So his services will be sorely missed, but the game must go on, and it's going to be Kirsch and Gay going, and Gay controls the tip, and Rashawn Hampton scores the first bucket.
They got the normal tap to the side, one pass, deuce.
Bice will bring it up for the Wildcats. That's Pendleton County's nickname. Hands it off out on top. Merrill with it. Pass on the right wing. Cuts through. Cox hands it off to Bice. Breland Morrison picks him up. They go on the blocks. Big guy Kirsch turns around. He's squared up against the Cards down on the right block. So we got a foul called on GRC, and that will go on Maddox Campbell, who gets a start tonight, his first team first. Kirsch will go to the free throw line, and when you look at this team, Bobby, they've got pretty good balance. 4 guys right around 9 points to 10 a game,
right,
with the exception of Bice, who averages 16.
They sure do.
1 of 2 at the foul line for Kirsch, who hits 57.5% on the season. GRC brings it up. Rashawn Hampton. In the front court, pass on the right wing to Breland Morrison, cuts through, didn't get it, screen down, pop out, reverse the ball left side to Gay. Hampton takes it, spot up 3, he shoots it with Cox flying at him, and that rebound is going to be off Gaines. It'll be possession 2, Pendleton County, and here's the GRC press. Cardinals offering pressure, Cox looks, bounce pass to Bice, Breland Morrison picks him up. Normally he gets a very difficult assignment, the other team's toughest player. Bice throws a dangerous pass, picked off by Hampton. Rayshon's got the steal, driving, attacking, left side, out to Maddox Campbell. 3-point shot,
that?
Good. How about that, Bobby? Showing some confidence, gets the start, and nails a 3.
Well, he is in the rotation for a reason, and he nailed it. Cards up 5-1.
Maddox Campbell, a guy averaging a couple of rebounds a game. Steal by Hampton, finished at the rim.
7-1, pick up quick.
In the front court, reversing on the dribble, Merrill hooks a pass over to Cox, left wing, give it to Bice, top of the key. He drives in, ball fake, got Campbell airborne, and he will draw a foul, his second, and Coach Cook wasting no time, pulling off Eli Craig off the bench, and he will send him in. So he got a little bit of those colorful shoes I mentioned. A guy's got to take care of some equipment issues.
Well, this young man averages about 16 a game as a senior, so he has certainly had a good year.
He had that many against GRC when they first met, but this free throw rolls off. Bice will have another free throw coming. Coming in, Luke Craig replaces Hunter Cox, so junior comes in for the senior. Both those players 6 feet tall for Pendleton County, and Eli Craig checks in for Maddox Campbell. Well, Bice missed both free throws, and Gaines with a rebound. Cards with the ball, leading here 7-1. Played a minute and a half, almost 2 minutes now. Rashawn Hampton will run the point in the absence of Ashford. He'll drive it off to the left side, stop and go move, spinning, fadeaway 15-footer, good. Just a one-on-one move, and Hampton's got 6 early.
Well, he had the hops, and he had the stroke. Cards up 9-1.
Merrill with a little bit of trouble as Hampton locks down on him. Now Craig with the run and jump. Bounce pass over there to Greg. He just got in the game, his first touch of the ball. 6-foot-tall junior wanting to help. He's still dribbling. Montez Gay on him. They'll put a 5 count. Now Merrill makes himself available. He dribbles into a double team. Driving, kick it out. Bice with a 3-point shot. Missed it short. Gaines with a rebound for GRC. Throws an outlet to Hampton. Release to Craig, who wanted to throw a lob to Gay. Card turn it over in transition. Here's Kirsch. He got bumped. Throws up a 12-foot fall away. Left of the lane. And we've got a rebounding foul called as Montez Gay tears that rebound away, and that foul will be on Greg, his first team first.
They both went for it. The shot was errant. Montez got the win.
Cardinals will bring it up, leading 9-1. 5:15 to go in this opening quarter. Hampton angles off to the right side. They circle around off the baseline. Breland Morrison, he'll pull up with a 12-footer rimmed out. Rebound claimed by Luke Gregg. Once help, leaves it for Merrill. Merrill crosses midcourt. Eli Craig picks him up. Right side with the dribble. Throws a pass. Hampton gambled. Came up dry. Bice can't get free of Hampton. Throw it over and a three-point shot blocked. But a foul called on Breland Morrison. And the Cards now with three team fouls. And going to the free throw line, it'll be Hunter Jack as Pendleton County. They've had, this will be their fifth and sixth opportunities, but they've only made one free throw.
One had normally shoot 67%, so that make there gets them up to 40%.
Hunter Jack makes that one. Yeah. He's a lefty. Senior, and this is a very upperclassman team, Pendleton County. He's going to be shooting three.
Sure is.
Made two in a row. And basketball's popular there, Bobby. The bench is full. They've got 713 in the enrollment in the high school, and looks like they get plenty of players. J.P. Gaines pulls down his third rebound off the Jack free throw miss, and the Cards with a ball and a six-point lead. Pick and pop with Morrison and Hampton. Morrison, one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Eli Craig has it, left of the circle, drop it down, Gaines backing, baseline drop step, put it in. I like him on the left block, that baseline drop step.
And again, Luke Gregg victimized by that good low post presence from J.P. Gaines.
Here's a double team. Merrill got away from it. Fake pass down in the paint. They skip it right side. Beist has it, flashing across the lane. Kirsch up and under. Gay on him. Contact, no call. Gay with a rebound miss. Gay, crossover, left-hand dribble, finds J.P., put it in at the rim.
And it looks like Coach Monroe says he's seen enough here with the Cards in command early.
Timeout called midway through the first quarter. Cards up by 10. We'll be back in 1 minute, right?
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Full court press being applied by GRC. It'll be Pendleton County with a ball midway through the first quarter. GRC up 10. The Cardinals now dropping back, and it'll be a one-on-one press with Hampton picking up Merrill as he crosses in the front court. Coach Mason Monroe called the timeout. He calls a play, but Pendleton turns it over for the third time. Three on three, Hampton circles around, finds Breland Morrison. He got to the left elbow, cross the lane, past Eli Craig, three-point shot missed, weak side rebound taken by Big Kirsch at 6'5". Down the middle of the floor, Luke Gregg got to the foul line, pulls it out on the dribble. Now they set up with Alex Bice, their leading scorer. Left-hand dribble, angles off, left of the circle, Coach Monroe kneeling in front of his bench. Ball fake, nice one by Gregg, kick it out. Good movement by Pendleton County. GRC staying right on him. Long three on the way. That one's missed. J.P. gained another rebound for the Cardinals. And over to Rayshon Hampton, who looks over his shoulder. Coach Cook calling the play. Man-to-man by Pendleton County. You got Wildcats and Cardinals. A couple of nicknames familiar in the Commonwealth. Spinning, shooting, Morrison in the lane. Good. That's the second one-on-one move we've seen, Bobby. They've both been good.
Both been good. He spun to about 8 feet in front of the basket. Nailed it. 15-3, Clark.
Coming into the front court, Merrill keeps his dribble. Pendleton yet to score a basket in this game. Their points coming at the foul line. Merrill bluffs a three deep on the right baseline. They feed Kirsch. Ball fake, kick it back out. He wants it again, steps out. Kirsch with Gay on him, gets in the lane. He didn't take it up. Pendleton nearly threw it away, and there's Gaines with a steal. Lead pass to Morrison. Two-hand stop at the end.
17-3. The run out after the pilfer on the foul line.
Four Cardinals have scored in this game, and the fans stand and applaud. Pendleton County with it in the front court. Cardinals with that big lead, 17-3. 2 minutes to go in the first. Pendleton bluffs the three with Beist. Beist gets a screen from Kirsch. Switch off there with Gaines. He and Craig switch back. Merrill can't take advantage of it, as now the Cardinals back in good shape. Craig's calling for it, but I don't know if he wants it or not. Montez Gay lurking there in the paint. Shoveled a pass between the legs of Eli Craig. With it driving in is Beist. Ball fake out to Greg. And again, the Cardinal defense really strong. And Pendleton County without getting a shot. And then Craig fouls as the pass went to the right wing. And that'll be the first on Eli, the fourth on GRC in this first quarter.
GRC's defense giving Pendleton County all the problems it and it has yet to handle. And as you said, Joel, no buckets so far.
Hampton Taylor comes in, replacing Breland Morrison for the Cardinals. You've got Craig, Hampton, Taylor, Gay, and Gaines on the floor for the Cardinals. Merle thought about a three, skip it, left side. Now with it, Bice, coming up for a high ball screen, pick and pop with Kirsch. Double team, Eli Craig tied him up. And instead of a jump ball, they're going to call a foul on Craig. So that Eli Craig and Maddox Campbell, two guys that have been very critical in reserve roles. They're in the rotation, both those guys picking up two personals in the first quarter.
Two quick ones, Cards aggressive defensively. That time he got caught, it could have been a no call, but didn't go GRC's way.
Beist able to make a free throw. He has another free throw coming. And again, Pendleton County without a basket here in this first quarter. All the scoring at the free throw line. Beist with another one. That one came out. They're going to give him another free throw as Rayshon Hampton was in the lane, clearly. And Beist will get another attempt. By second, he got a mulligan, Bobby. You're familiar with that term, and he makes the second free throw.
Well, sometimes the first one's better than the second one, but not when you miss the first one.
Here's Howard. He checks in. Abram Howard in for the Cardinals, replacing Craig. Rayshon Hampton, three-point shot. Got it from the left baseline, right in front of the Cardinal fan.
Yeah, right in front of Alex Beist. He just lifted up over the top of him. 20-5, Clark.
9 points in the first quarter for Rayshon Hampton. Cardinals have forced Pendleton County into four turnovers. Driving in, retreating back on the dribble is Beist. Clock at 40. Beist takes it back on the left wing. Right in front of the Cardinal bench, Bice throws it straight away to Merrill. Stepping out on him, Montez Gay. GRC playing a man-to-man. They switch off. Hemp Taylor takes Luke Gregg. The diagonal pass over to Merrill. Cards really doing a good job on the switch. These players talking to each other on the screens. Pendleton County with the ball. Clock now at 14. So they've taken appreciable time in this possession. Shooting a three is Bice. Tried to fake contact with Gaines. No call on it. Gay with the rebound. Four on the clock. Montez draws contact at the top of the key. Stops the clock with 2.5 seconds. And GRC will have the ball in the front court. Second on Greg. Team second on Pendleton. J.P. Gaines will inbound it. There's 2.5 seconds. Cards can catch and shoot. And Hampton. They drop it into Gay. Got to get it off. He didn't do it. But the Cardinals, they lead big here at the end of one quarter. George Rogers Clark, 20. Pendleton County Wildcats, 5. You're listening to the 10th Region Boys Tournament Action. Opening round, second day. We'll be back with the Cardinals on top by 20-5. We'll be back after this one-minute break.
Well, are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
County will have the basketball. They trail. It's 20-5 in favor of GRC. Cardinals have turned Pendleton County over four times. GRC with 8 points of their 20 in fast break scoring. GRC 2-4 in shooting a three. Pendleton 0-3. And the Wildcats can't stand it as they turn it over. As Abram Howard with a hustle play.
Got a deflection.
He did.
Outside the arc and chased it down and knocked it off of the Pendleton player. So GRC ball up big.
Merrill 5'10". They run him at point guard and a lot of dribbling. It cost him there. Gay shovels it off. Pass. Beautiful pass. Ham Taylor at the rim. Second assist by Montez Gay in this game.
Cut in from the wing and Hamp was there to nail it.
Merrill, a lot of dribbling, and that's not been a good formula for Pendleton County's. Coach Monroe shouts out, move the ball. They do. Beist has it. Stop and go move. Picked up by Hampton on the baseline defense. Kick it out. Merrill, he jumped, went airborne, couldn't get a shot off. Beist trying to. Rayshon Hampton body checked him. They go left side of the circle. Merrill with a bounce pass into Kirsch. Kirsch, not looking. He had one shot blocked, and he has not tried it again. He goes out in a three hit by Hunter Cox.
They have been patient with their offensive sets, haven't rushed anything, and that time they finally got an open look, made their first basket of the game.
Montez Gay from the left wing got to the foul line, skip it over. Rayshon Hampton, that three is missed from the right wing. Cards now 2-5 shooting the three in a hurry down the left side of the floor. Hunter Cox dribbles in, now throws it out to Merrill. Merrill, a lot of dribbling. Howard on it, kick it out. Three ball on the way. That one's short. Flying in there. Hamp Taylor tried to keep it alive, but coming away with it. Pendleton County. Right side. Long three by Beist. With Hamp Taylor flying at him. Beist missed it. And we've got Montez Gay engaged under the goal for the rebound. It's off Pendleton County. It'll be possession two, GRC.
Clark doing an excellent job with its defense. Switching off. Not letting Pendleton County get any penetration at all, and as a result, they have a commanding lead here, 22-8.
Hampton Taylor, Rashawn Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Eli Craig on the floor for GRC. 2-3 zone now by Pendleton County. They're going to match up. They're going to play zone on the backside. They got these guards switching off, but here's Breland Morrison. He got to the rim. His floater blocked by Kirsch. Coming away with it, Pendleton County. Behind the back dribble. Cox puts it up, rejected by Gaines. Cox got it right back. Circles around, driving, left side of the lane. Got into traffic and stolen away by Breland Morrison. Morrison, right side of the floor, in the front court. Double team, finds Gaines. Whip it over there, left baseline. Eli Craig with a reverse layup. Kirsch with another block at 6'5". He's in the post. Trying to run with it is Merrill. Kick it out. Hunter Cox, ball fake. Got to the right elbow, and J.P. Gaines with a run and jump calls the travel. Turnover, Pendleton County.
Got a paw in there and clogged up his motion, and as a result, he got an extra step.
9 points scored by Rayshon Hampton. 4 for J.P. Gaines. Also 4 for Breland Morrison. 2 for Hamp Taylor. Maddox Campbell with 3. So that's the Cardinals scoring. He added up. It's a 22-8 lead for GRC. Hampton, crossover dribble, got to the rim, flipped it up with a left-hand runner, not there. Wildcats, one and done for GRC on this possession. Merrill, again dribbling between the circle, bluffed to three. Craig stepped out on him. Eli playing aggressively, despite two personal fouls. They switch off. Gaines has Merrill. Skip pass over to Bice. Bice wants to shoot badly. They cover him with Craig.
Covering him up.
Here's Merrill driving in. Sets Hunter Cox for a bluff on a three. Step back three. Shot an air ball. Kirsch kept it alive. Got it over there as he saved it in to Hunter Jack. And the Wildcats reset. They're 1 of 7 shooting a three. Merrill runs the offense to Kirsch. He leaves a bounce pass trying to come off the curl as Hunter Jack. Give and go at the rim, blocked by Craig, and then Morrison slaps it off the glass. Hamp Taylor with a rebound finds Eli Craig. Cards in transition, now they set it up, they'll run a half-court set. Midway through this second quarter, GRC with the ball in a 22-8 lead. Double stack, high ball screen, Hampton trying to rub off of him. Rayshon, crossover dribble, took it into a double team, and they took it away from him. With the steal is Beist, and the Pendleton County fans love it. Bluffed on a three for Merrill, back over to Beist. Beist holds it out near midcourt. Hampton on him. Rayshon with a back reach-around steal attempt. Didn't get it. Kirsch goes to the lane, and they're going to call him for a double dribble. Hamp Taylor just letting get himself into trouble as he had the baseline to deal with.
He sure did. A good, strong defensive position, and the young man, Kirsch, just ran out of room.
Maddox Campbell back in. He replaces Hampton Taylor, who leaves with one rebound and 3 points, or 2 points rather. Gaines driving in. JP with a runner off the bank. Didn't get it. Maddox Campbell with a rebound follow. He draws a foul. That'll be on Austin Kirsch, their 6'5", 220-pound senior postman.
A quick jump by Maddox that time. Got to the ball first, and he almost got the and one attempt, but we'll be on the line here for two.
Sure was a quick release, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
73% at the foul line is Campbell. He makes the first one here. Maddox coming into this game, and he's played in every game for GRC this year, averaging 2 points per game, pulling down about 2.5 boards per game average. Second free throw, he made them both. First points and second chance scoring for GRC, but they've got a lot of points in other ways. They lead 24-8. Wildcats of Pendleton County. Between the circle is Merrill. Right wing, they go to Bice. Two cut through, and Pendleton County, they remain true to their offense. They're running the plays, and it's
sure
a passing game, Bobby. It's pass the ball, go screen. Pass the ball, go screen. Driving in, Merrill got in the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer, missed it. Campbell with his third rebound for the Cards. Off to Eli Craig. Craig angles off to the right, checked in the front court. They throw it to Morrison down on the blocks. Ball fake, got Kirsch airborne, put it up and in.
Kirsch bit on the ball fake, and that's all it took for Breland to stroke it in.
J.P. Gaines with the assist and the delivery there. Pendleton County in the front court. And again, the Wildcats, but with only one basket from the floor as slip and fall by Hunter Cox as he tried to turn the corner, but they're going to say it was a foul on Rayshon Hampton, his first. That's a team first here of this quarter. First action for Hunter Keaton, a 6'1 freshman, as Hunter Jack, a senior, comes out for Pendleton County. It'll be Wildcats ball underneath their goal. Coach Cook talking to the official, hands on hip in front of the GRC sideline. Wildcats have the ball on their end of the floor. J.P. Gaines steps out. Now he'll take the point guard, Merrill. Bounce pass on the right wing, and he just led him too far, and Hampton with a steal. Rayshon with a three-on-two, looking, feeds Gaines. A rare three by J.P., not there. Hampton rebound, put it up, put it in. He led the break. He finished the break, Bobby.
Yeah, that was almost a tap-in. He got it back up so quickly on the weak side.
Hampton in double figures already. Rayshon has 11 points. Pendleton County working it around the perimeter. Now they go to Kirsch in the paint. The big guy finished with a left hand. He's been reluctant to shoot after having one shot blocked.
That's the first time since then, though, that he has looked to score.
I agree. He's been kicking it out. Rayshon, three-point shot. Hampton hit it. Hit it right in front of the Pendleton County Wildcat bench.
31-10, Clark.
Clock rolling with 1.5 minutes to play in the first half. Pendleton County's Merrill dribbling around the perimeter. Montez Gay on him there. They go over with Hunter Cox with a three-point shot off the front of the rim, flying in for the rebound, putback not there. Third opportunity, put up and in by Feist on a rebound putback.
They had to work mighty hard for that deuce, however.
Quickly, the other way, Breland Morrison tries to dunk slam a tip follow off a Hampton runner. Didn't get it, and a whistle called on a foul going the other way. So the Cardinals push it quickly, and Rayshon Hampton's the kind of guy he can play like his hair's on fire. He can push it.
He can get up and down.
He can do it. Foul on Gaines, his first, team second. It'll send Pendleton County back to the free throw line, where that has been a familiar spot for the Wildcats. Five shoots the free throw. He makes the first one. He has 5 points in the game. 3 of 5 at the foul line for Beist. Just under a minute to play here in the first half. 31-13. Just invert the numbers, and the Cardinals leading the Wildcats. Second free throw put up, and Beist makes them both.
1 minute to go. Clark 31-14 in the lead.
Breland Morrison brings it up. Drives on Hunter Jack. Feeds Rayshon Hampton. Euro step. Drop it off the Gaines. JP with a ball fake. And drew contact. You take your pick. There were two Wildcat players, Beist or either Kirsch, and they're going to put it on Beist, his first, team second. And J.P. Gaines will be at the free throw line. And J.P. looks and
drew two players and four arms with that ball fake and is rewarded with a free throw attempt.
Well, that one rolled off. He gave a thumbs up to Rayshon Hampton for dishing the ball to him after drawing the double team, but then that double team, as Bobby described, hit JP, and Gaines misses both free throws. That second one, he was moving as he shot the ball. Wildcats with it in the front court. Pendleton County trailing big here. They throw it on the blocks. Merrill spinning into the lane, shuffle of feet, no call. They give it to Kirsch. His up and under is batted back at him. Loose ball, and he should have shot it. Instead, he turned it over. Morrison, between the leg dribble. Tried to attack, and Beist took it away from him. And now they're going to say jump ball. And Cardinals will get it.
And GRC trying to get a little cute splitting traps, and of late have been caught. But they do have the ball under their own basket.
Coach Cook wants to call a timeout. He'll run an out-of-bounds play here. So we've got a break in the action with 20 and a half seconds to play. GRC up big. Bobby's got a message.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Bears Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Barris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery crew.
Cardinals ball underneath their goal. Hampton to throw it inbounds. Floats it out near midcourt to Breland Morrison. Rayshon comes around. Looks over at Coach Cook and then takes the ball from Morrison. Stepping out. Beist on Hampton. Rayshon working the clock down to 9. Now it's at 8. Beist knocks it away from him. Beist stole it. At the rim. Beist has his shot off the board blocked. And then a foul on a rebound follow put up there by Hunter Keaton. So, I guess people listening, I'm not a big fan of a lot of dribbling. You know, between your legs, behind your back, especially clock rolling, not a lot of good can happen.
Well, you got to hand it to Pendleton. They did a good job defensively there of getting the steal at midcourt.
Hunter Keaton misses the free throw.
Clark holding for the last shot and didn't even get a chance to put it up. But still well in control here.
So there's 1.5 seconds left as Hunter Keaton goes back to the line to shoot his second free throw. He missed his first one. 6'1 freshman, missed them both. Montez Gay. Ah, man, he is fouled in the backcourt. And that was Coach Monroe can't believe what he saw, and his star player Alex Bice picks up his second foul and fouled Montez Gay on a full court heave at the rim.
He got the missed rebound, curled out to the right, shot one from about 75 feet, and before the horn sounded, it was off.
He makes the first free throw.
Official made the call. That's a tough break for Pendleton County, but just something that you shouldn't do.
No, not at all. And second free throw made by Montez Gay.
And that's a beyond the arc, so it's a three-point attempt from 76 feet.
Third one by Gay. He makes all three of them, so give that 6'4.5 freshman 3 points in the first half to go along with his two assists and his blocked shot. And we are now at halftime with the Cardinals of GRC up by 20. The score, George Rogers Clark 34, Pendleton County Wildcats 14. We're at the Mason County Field outside of the 10th region boys tournament. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will step aside for a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Region boys high school basketball right here on your Gateway Sports Station as the Cardinals of GRC, the reigning 10th region champs. They have won four in a row. They are here at halftime leading by 20 and getting a good start on trying a repeat here, but a lot of basketball to go in this game and in this tournament. It's a 20-point lead for the Cardinals, 34-14. And Bobby, Pendleton County, they did not get a basket in the first quarter of play, and they only had three baskets in the first 16 minutes. They've tried to run their offense a lot. They've out-rebounded GRC, but just hasn't translated to points.
Well, you alluded to the dribbling, and most of their offense is predicated upon the guards going one-on-one and curling in from the top, or ball movement on with the dribble as opposed to with the pass, and they haven't been quick enough to get GRC out of position defensively, and as a result, they've had to work hard just to get a shot, much less a good shot.
And to credit Pendleton County, they've got six offensive rebounds, but it's only translated to two second-chance points.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. The Cards have been a little bit better as far as making them take the shots. And yet, on the other hand, it's the Pendleton team has been very, very patient trying to work for that shot, so they haven't rushed or forced anything, but as a consequence, they haven't had many attempts unless they were put back behind large.
Yeah, and it's they're shooting from the field 17.5% in the first half of play. Looking at some of these team numbers in the ball game, Pendleton County 3 of 17 from the floor, 17.5%. 1 of 8 from three-point range. They are 7 of 13 at the foul line. While the Cardinals at GRC, 54% on 13 of 24 from the floor, 3 of 7 from three-point shooting. And at the free throw line, the Cardinals, they are 2 of 4. Rebounds in the game, there's 15 rebounds total by Pendleton County, 6 on the offensive side, 13 rebounds for GRC, 3 offensive boards for the Cardinals. Looking at points off turnovers, it's a 13-0. Edge for GRC in that category. Second chance scoring points, a 4-2 edge for GRC. And in fast break scoring, 8-0 in favor of the Cardinals. So turnovers in the ball game. And turnovers, you've got 10 committed by Pendleton County. 3 turnovers committed by GRC. We'll take a 1-minute break. We'll be back. Individual stats coming your way here on the Halftime Show. We return in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
That's it.
He's thinking about it.
Wonder if that's natural. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. We've got individual stats here in the ball game for Pendleton County. Leading scorer in the first half, 6 points for Beist. He is 4 of 6 at the foul line. The leading rebounder is Kirst, their 6'5 senior. He has 3 points in the game and 4 rebounds. Block shot. He has blocked 1 in the game. 2 steals on the game make that 3 steals for Pendleton County. Led in scoring by Bice and 3 points for Cox. Again, they've got 3 field goals from the floor. Looking at the Cardinals at GRC, 14 points for Rayshawn Hampton. He played the entire first half. He did pull down 1 rebound, stole the ball 3 times, blocked a shot in his 16 minutes of play. Eli Craig played nearly 12 minutes. He comes away on the stat line. He has taken only 2 shots in the game. Other players for GRC, 3 steals in the game for J.P. Gaines, who played the entire first half. He has dished out 2 assists, came away with 3 rebounds. He has scored 4 points. Other scoring, Breland Morrison, 3 of 6 shooting. He's got 6 points, 1 rebound, 1 block shot, and 1 steal. He played nearly 13 minutes of play. Other scoring for the Cardinals, Hampton Taylor with 2 points and 1 rebound in his time on the floor. Also, Maddox Campbell, he had 5 points in the first half, 2 of 2 at the foul line, hit a 3-point shot as well, pulled down 2 rebounds in his time on the floor. Both these teams back out now, out from the locker room with the shoot-around, and GRC, like you said, Bobby, the Cardinals' defense, it's been good. Pendleton County's tried to run their offense, but they're shooting 17%. I mean, they're getting some rebounds, but the Cardinal defense just turned them over 10 times, and they're not just shooting the ball very well at all.
No, and then you got Austin Kirch. You might have a mismatch in on the low block, and he's not turning to look for a shot, looking more to kick it back out quickly. so that one of his guards could get up a three, but he may be their most effective weapon if he'll turn around and take the attempt.
Yeah, he had a shot blocked early in the ball game and has been a little reluctant to pull the trigger ever since. But Cardinals, again, 13-0 in points off of turnovers, 8-0 in fast break scoring here in this game. GRC leading 34-14 as we get ready for the second half. We'll step aside, take our final 30-second break. When we come back after this brief message, second half play coming your way on your Gateway Sports Station.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Sounds is the team's break huddle. It's the Wildcats and the Cardinals. A couple of nicknames very familiar to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. But it's the Cardinals of GRC with a big lead here, 34-14 over Pendleton County. Game one, game two coming up after this one. Bracken County and Campbell County. Right now, it's going to be possession to Pendleton County. As they go immediately on the blocks to that guy, Kirsch, 6'5 player with Maddox Campbell on him. They kick it out. Hunter Jack with a left-handed three that's missed. Rebound by Montez Gay.
Went right up with that one without hesitation from about 24, but it was a touch long.
Hampton on the right wing. They screen down. Montez Gay running the baseline. Now he comes up off the down screen, takes it between the circle. Breland Morrison off that baseline screen. Had a shot on the curl. Instead, he goes into Maddox Campbell in traffic. Maddox an up and under move, altered by Kirsch. Here comes Pendleton County. Pendleton County, Greg spinning, shooting. Left-hand scoop shot, not there at the rim. Morrison wants to run. Behind the back dribble, can't shake Jack. He does. It got to the rim on the reverse dribble. Behind the back didn't get it. The reverse dribble did.
Well, I tell you what, he spun left a couple times and right once, and that's all it took.
Pendleton County with an up-and-under scoop shot. Nice play there by Aiden Merrill. He's played a lot of minutes. He's got his first bucket here. Hampton, crossover dribble. Rayshon, step back three. Missed it off the back iron. Kirsch with another rebound for Pendleton County. Wildcats, Merrill shoots the
there
three. Hit the three with Maddox Campbell flying at him.
That's two in a row for him. Two straight three-pointers. 36-19, Clark.
Coach Mason Monroe, now first-year coach for Pendleton, kneeling in front of his bench as the Cardinals of GRC work it around the perimeter. Dump it down on the blocks to Gay, out to Campbell, and three-pointer. Maddox Campbell, I'm sure that'll be on the scouting report.
Well, he had
and hit the three.
Had plenty of time. Yeah, he had time to set himself up for that one and took his time and stroked it home.
Second three-point shot made by Maddox Campbell. He's got 8 points in the game, and it's back to the 20-point card lead. 2 minutes gone here in this third quarter. Missed shot at the rim. Gay with a rebound. Throws a beautiful outlet to Hampton. Lob pass to Morrison. Breland throws it out on top. Montez, he's going to drive in, dump it off. Morrison at the rim. Kirsch blocked him, but a foul called. Cards with a lot of interior passing. They wanted to make the flashy pass. They eventually get the foul at the rim by Kirsch.
Got it, and you got to hand it to Kirsch. He stood in there strong and did what he could to prevent that, what might have been a slam dunk.
That's what the Cards were looking for with the lob and then also with the Morrison drive, which nets him at the foul line. Breland's free throw, 6'2 senior, missed that one. He has 8 points in the ball game. A guy that had a stretch of games where he had seven in a row of 15 or more points in games, and he makes the second free throw here. GRC with pressure in the backcourt. Morrison and Hampton on these guards. Pendleton County broke the press. Merrill hit his last three. He'll shoot another one. not as successful. And J.P. Gaines with a big rebound. Outlet to Breland Morrison and a charging foul. Merrill, who launched the three, took the charge at the other end. Morrison gets the foul, his second.
He was well set to take that punishment.
And it was dished out, too.
It was a good call.
It was dished out. He hit him hard.
Cards up 21, irrespective of that.
Fourth turnover in the game by GRC as they put pressure on the Wildcats. Pendleton County gets it in the front court. Beist is open at the foul line. He pivoted 360, never took a shot. Goes to Kirsch, back to Beist, left of the lane. Throw it out to Merrill. Merrill's hit three shots in this game, or make that two shots. He's taken three. He's dribbling between the circle. Gaines switches off. They go to Beist. Ball fake. Got in the lane. Maddox Campbell put in a tough spot, and they dump it down the...
Yeah.
Kirsch with the bucket. Time called on the floor. GRC calls the timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout, 40-21. Cards leading. Bobby's got a message he will impart.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Into the ballgame for GRC after the timeout. You have J.P. Gaines, Eli Craig, Rashawn Hampton, Hampton Taylor, and Montez Gay. And coaching 101, team with the lead calls a timeout. The other guy switches something up, and Coach Mason Monroe going with a 2-3 zone. Cards exploited. Montez Gay flushes a dunk home on the baseline.
Rashawn with a nice pass on the wing for the deuce.
Good baseline dunk by Gay, attacking in the front court. Pendleton County with the ball. Still dribbling around. Hunter Jack takes a pass from Hunter Cox over to Beist. His three is missed. Gaines flying in for another rebound for GRC. Six boards in the game for him. Trailing is Rashawn Hampton. He catches a pass, looks over at Coach Cook, who's directing traffic on the floor. Hamp Taylor with a pick and pop didn't get the pass, so he down screens. Hampton lost it, goes to Montez Gay. Ball fake, shovel it off. Hamp Taylor couldn't catch it. Gay's got two assists, going for three there. Eli Craig throws a bounce pass in the paint. Cards over pass. They turn it over. Three on three. Three-point shot put up and missed. Hampton with a rebound off the Wildcat miss. Three on two. Rashawn tried to split the defense, and he goes to the floor. Good sportsmanship by Pendleton County as those players helped Rashawn up, appreciating a hard, tough effort. Merrill with a foul, his first, team second.
He took him to the floor, but graciously picked him up.
Helped him back up, didn't he? Luke Gregg in, Hunter Cox out for Pendleton County. They get the ball inbounds. Eli Craig in traffic, put it up and in. Bobby had a double team. He elevated.
He not only elevated, he found the seam through which to elevate.
Beist dribbles through traffic, got to the right elbow, bounce pass to Jack, takes it right back. Beist on the right wing, underhand to Jack. He and Jack, two-man game. Now they tried to feed him in the post, stolen away by Hampton. Rashawn to JP at the rim, put it in, left-hand layup.
And the Cards up 46-21 here.
Gaines with 6 points and six boards in the game. Beist with a running start, but he's checked by Gaines. Kick it over. Kirsch with
there
a three. He hit it, and he runs down the sideline holding three fingers at the Cardinal fans. GRC being pressured. They go to Eli Craig, right wing. High post to Hamp Taylor. Moved it quickly. Rashawn Hampton, he hit a three and answered right back.
And we have a look like a timeout here called by Coach Cook.
Full timeout called by GRC Cardinal team. So with 2:44 to go here in the third, GRC on top 49-24 over Pendleton County. Back in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Pendleton County will have the basketball after the GRC called timeout, and Montez Gay steals it. They tried to throw over top of him, and Merrill found he couldn't put enough air on that pass, and Montez Gay just picked it out of the air.
Yeah, he leaped up there and got a paw on it.
Cardinals get it on their end of the floor, underneath their goal, actually. Hampton floats it out. Montez Gay near midcourt pulls it down. Out of that 2-3 zone now is Pendleton County. They showed it briefly. Gay off to the right, finds Hampton Taylor. Taylor got to the left elbow, double team, back to Gay. Montez bluffed to three, takes it left of the lane, pull up 12-footer, got the roll on a little fadeaway.
Just a nice soft stroke, 51-24.
7 points in the game for Gay to go along with his two assists and a couple of blocks. Merrill has it for Pendleton County. Out on top, Greg. High post bounce pass to Kirsch. He kicks it out. Merrill bluffs a three. He draws a double team. That's what happened there. High post to Kirsch. Moved it quickly. Beist on the drive. Put the shot up. A late whistle. But the proper call. J.P. Gaines fouled him. Beist showed a little hang time. J.P. met him at the rim off that baseline drive from the right side.
Yeah, the hang time got him the foul.
Second foul on Gaines. The team second here in the third. Stops the clock. Just under 2 minutes to play in the third. Buys free throw. Makes three revolutions around the rim and finally goes in. So Buys, after missing his first two free throws, he has now made five in a row.
Hey, too good a shooter to miss many.
They started a little shaky. Closed out the first half, 7 of 13. But GRC had already bolted out to quite a lead. Beist makes both free throws. Morrison in the backcourt draws a double team. Pass to Gaines. JP got a step on the defense. Feeds Hampton. Rayshon's three not there. Eli Craig with a weak side rebound. Takes it left wing. Backdoor cut to Morrison. Put it in. Coach Cook looked at Eli Craig and said, that's the way to find it.
Yeah, that was a beautiful pass. He just waited until the cut was there and threw the perfect pass to the block on the other side of the basket.
High post pass to Kirsch. Kirsch, the 6'5 senior, screens Morrison. Morrison slides through. He and Hamp Taylor talking defensively. They go to Jack with a three-point shot. It's missed. Long rebound comes out. Morrison with a head of steam. Finds Gaines, who is stripped at the rim by Hunter Jack, who launched that three that triggered the break. It'll be out of bounds. Possession to the Cardinals underneath their goal.
Jack with good response time getting back and getting his hands on an attempted layup.
They cut through, and here's J.P. Gaines. They sent two cutters through. The second guy got it, Bobby.
Yeah, he not only got it, it took him two tries, but he got that layup. First one was blocked.
Put it up and put it in.
Sure did.
Cardinals now with 8 points in second chance scoring. Craig knocks the ball out of Jack's hands, who goes in the backcourt to retrieve it. Cardinals up 55-26. Pendleton County with a ball. Double team on Merrill. Out to Kirsch. Throw it baseline. Quick movement. They keep it left side of the floor. Merrill tried to go to the top of the key. Now they reverse it right side. Beist with a jab step, but Morrison steps out on him, causing him to throw a bad pass. Rayshon Hampton, dunk it at the other end.
57-26, 20 seconds left in the third.
16 points in the game for Rayshon Hampton. Merrill, top of the key, looking, trying to get out of trouble. Wrap around pass to Beist, got to the baseline, throws up the runner. And it's out of bounds, and Pendleton County will keep it underneath their goal.
Returning for TRC number 6.8
seconds to play here in the third. It'll be Pendleton County with the ball underneath their goal. Bice looking, throws a pass in the general vicinity of Merrill and Kirsch. Merrill got it, elevated, put it up and in.
Nice move that time. It crawled up over the front of the rim.
Merrill with 7 points all in that third quarter. It's 57-28, George Rogers Clark leading Pendleton County here in the boys' 10th region tournament. 1 minute break. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Roger Clark Cardinals leading 57-28 over Pendleton County as we move into the fourth quarter. For the Cardinals, they'll have the basketball. It'll be Abram Howard, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Eli Craig, and with the ball, Montez Gay. He's on the right blocks. Bounce pass to Eli Craig. Out of bounds off Craig, and Eli with a perplexed look retreats and goes back down the floor. 6 turnovers by GRC, 12 committed by Pendleton County. Not bad for Pendleton County, considering they've done a lot of dribbling and really haven't attacked the rim that much. Here's a turnover, though. Abram Howard over to Craig. Craig to Gay. Flush it, duck it home in transition.
He just outran Big Kirsch to the goal.
9 points in the game for Gay. On the right side of the lane, they go into Kirsch, and Kirsch with a nice drop-step move on the right block. He banks it up and in. That's 10 points in the game for their 6'5 senior. Cardinals break the press, 3 passes, get it in the front court. Breland Morrison put it up and in, and Kirsch with a look of disbelief as he gave Breland Morrison a shot, and Kirsch is still looking and grinning, saying, "I blocked that shot, but he put it in."
But he didn't take the big fella into the basket with him.
So the Cards beat him down the floor, and free throw is good by Breland Morrison.
So all of a sudden, 32-point lead, their biggest of the game.
Coach Cook rubbing his brow and probably a little bit of disbelief. That was some kind of high school play. I mean, Kirsch, a big guy, 6'5", 220, and Breland Morrison, though, took Bice to the floor, and nothing chippy about this game. These players respecting each other. They're helping each other up. And Kirsch even telling Breland Morrison, he's still talking J.P. Gaines. How'd that guy score that? I hit him hard. Gaines and Kirsch still talking.
Everybody down there laughing.
Down on the blocks. Yeah, they're down there laughing about it. Kind of like, yeah, I gave him my best shot.
He's saying, holy smokes, what do I have to do?
So the Cardinals bolt out with a 5-0 run here to begin the opening minute of this quarter.
Now Breland's laughing with them,
too. Yeah. These guys having fun with it. You look at Alex Beist. He's a senior for Pendleton County. Austin Kirsch, he's a senior for Pendleton County. Hunter Jack, he's a senior. I mean, this is a Hunter Cox. This is an upperclassman team. This could be very well their last game.
Yeah, 4 seniors in the starting lineup with a junior.
Kirsch dribbles it to the foul line, hands it off. Nice entry pass. Gaines blocked it at the rim, but then Cox put it up and in. He tried to ball fake.
Yeah, he shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have. JP blocked it off the backboard. Montez Gay over to Breland Morrison. Three-point shot. Good. Gay with the assist. Morrison with the bucket. Cardinals now, they are shooting 6 of 12 from three-point range. They hit 14 of 24 against Pendleton County from behind the arc the first time these two teams met. Feist wants a pick and roll, didn't get the screen. Instead, he goes straight away to Luke Craig. Craig, lob pass to Kirsch. Over to Bice. Bice draws a double team. Wrap around pass. Kick it out. Merrill three. Good. You know, you could see how Pendleton County won 15 games. They play well together. Like you said, they've been around a while.
They've been around a while, and they certainly know each other.
Morrison trying two for two and threes. He missed it, but a rebounded by Gay. They go to Howard. J.P. Gaines says, let me launch one. It's not there. Morrison with a rebound. Put it up and in. He's had a wonderful second half.
He just went right past Hunter Cox on the baseline, and he said, I'm not going to challenge you.
19 in the game for Breland Morrison. Bice with a three. Missed it. Long rebound coming out. It goes right in front of his Wildcat bench. Pendleton County, they are 4 of 17 in shooting the three. Breland Morrison with 19 points goes to the bench, and Maddox Campbell comes in, Montez Gay out, Hamp Taylor comes in for the Cards. 5:20 to play, clock rolling. GRC 67-35 lead. Craig, skip pass, left side to Gaines. JP, three ball, not there. Campbell got the rebound, tipped it out, kept it alive. Feeds Eli Craig, he loads up a three. Hamp Taylor clearing out too much. He had a five-inch height advantage on Hunter Cox, and they got Hamp for clearing out. Coach Cook won't mind that. That's an aggressive play under the goal.
Yeah, and he was going to grab the rebound on the right side, so he took his left arm to create a little space. The official caught it, but good aggressive offensive intensity.
I totally agree. 5 minutes to play in this game. Pendleton County walks it up. Cardinals have Campbell, Howard, Taylor, Gaines and Craig on the floor. Right side of the floor, two-man game between Beist and Kirsch, and Beist dribbled it off his foot and turned it over.
Now, Hamp Taylor is pretty long and athletic, and he had to stretch a little bit too far to try to get around him and went off his foot.
Eli Craig trying to shake free, got a step on the defense, reverse layup, good. He found another gear, Bobby, at midcourt.
Sure did, and he just split the defense, took it to the reverse layup side for the deuce.
Cards up 69-35, approaching that running clock with 4.5 minutes. Hunter Jack between the circle, left side. They cut two through, now Merrill off the screen, feeds Jack. Jack, wraparound pass. Kirsch got it in, put it up and in.
Jack with a nice assist there. He was coming in from the wing, and Kirsch got it down.
Helped that he was a lefty. He made that pass with that hand.
Sure did.
Big Kirsch has had 12 points in the game, senior playing what would appear to be his final game as a high school player. J.P. Gaines off the screen, running shot, wedged it, missed it. Merrill grabs the rebound, wants to run the break. Cards back in good shape. Numbers not there for Pendleton. Hunter Cox, jump step, bank shot, put it in. You could see how they win. They went 10-10 in the region.
That's right.
Against region opponents. It's
well-coached team.
Yeah, it's no shame that they made. And here's a steal by Pendleton County that they made the region tournament. And Dice puts it up and in. That is their first basket in transition in this game. Left side, Hamp Taylor, put it up, put it in. Kirsch hit him again. Kirsch saying, what I have to do to these guys? They still score at the rim. So Hamp Taylor with 4 points in the game. And again, Kirsch at 6'5", 220, putting a physical play on him. He can't keep GRC from scoring and finishing at the rim. Eli Craig at midcourt comes into the front court, draws a double team. Clock rolling, and Coach Mason Monroe putting his reserves in as Maddox Campbell missed his three-point shot. Pendleton County in the front court, driving in, shot flipped up and in by Hunter Jack. He's got 4 in the game and a foul on the Cardinals. J.P. Gaines had a two-on-one. He took the ball and draws the foul.
He split them and was able to get the bucket on the left side and draw the end one.
So Coach Mason Monroe doing the right thing, letting these seniors get a round of applause from the fans that have traveled in pretty good numbers here to support the Pendleton County Wildcats. And his four seniors coming off the floor for the Wildcats. Also for GRC, a senior coming into the game, Jacob Smith, as Hunter Jack missed that free throw. Jacob Smith, the Cardinal senior in there, and a foul in the backcourt just to stop the clock and get some guys in. That foul, Josiah Grayson, and Hunter Jack, the senior coming off the floor for Pendleton County. These guys have played their final high school game, but it was in the region tournament. They got here.
They sure did.
Eli Craig, fadeaway three, shot it short of the rim. Off the front rim, the rebounded by Pendleton County. Chase Pace is checked in. He knocks the ball away. It goes over to Grayson. Grayson, crossover dribble, trying to back Howard into the lane. Lost it trying to put his move on and get it up and in. Tybee Flannery in, also Haddon Cecil and Abe Mullins. Those three guys come in, joining Chase Pace and Jacob Smith. 2:10 to play. Cardinals of GRC 71-43 lead. Pendleton County with a ball on their end of the floor. On the pick, O'Hare can't get a shot. Gets it back from Grayson. O'Hare with a three, and he hit it.
How about that?
Fresh off the bench. Didn't take him long. He got in rhythm.
Well, the defenders left him. They both chased the ball.
Haddon Cecil, top of the key. Dribbles in, feeds Chase Pace, skip it over to Jacob Smith. Baseline pass to Flannery, and shot by Flannery from 12 on the baseline is short. Coming away with it in the front court, making the move is Keaton. Keaton over to Grayson, driving in, puts the shot up, he banked it in.
Nice move that time by Grayson, taking it to the right side of the goal and scoring.
Cards with the ball in the front court. Perimeter passing by GRC, a minute 15 to play in this one.
Well,
Chase Pace hits a three.
He got the kind bounce from the wing.
Cardinals now 7 of 18 shooting a three. Step back, O'Hare with another three. That one short. Flannery tipped it out. Couldn't claim the rebound, miss. Perimeter passing. O'Hare thought about another one. Instead, driving in, shot blocked by Mullins at the rim. As Evan Stewart thought he would, make that Aiden Pugh wanted to attack. So for Pendleton County, if you rode the bus, you got in the game. As Coach Monroe playing everybody that traveled and made this varsity team, and basketball still looks very popular at the school with 713 students.
They love it up there.
Yep. Got a lot of guys going out. I see a lot of Pendleton County swag and
Absolutely.
Gear up here, so they're got pride in their school and their community.
Sure
it's
do.
Popular. Yeah, they a lot of this looks like maybe JV players coming up here. As the clock is inside of 30 seconds, and the Wildcats put a three up, and they hit it. So some of these guys,
McCandless got that
getting
one,
getting some reserve playing time. Cecil throws it to Jacob Smith. He'll try a three. I wish he'd make it.
Yeah.
Cardinal senior missed it. Pendleton County with a rebound on a run out. And throwing it up at the rim and missing. Abe Mullins with a rebounded miss. And they're going to let the clock run its course. Cardinals win. GRC in quest to defend their region title. They win game one. 74-51 over Pendleton County. Again, 74-51. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. The Cardinals led start to finish, Bob.
Start to finish, absolutely. They wound up scoring 9 of the first 10 points of the game and were never headed after that. Got a 20-5 lead after one, expanded it to 34-14 at intermission, had a 23-point third quarter to get to 57-28 lead, and then wound up with a 74-51 victory in a situation where it was good for Coach Cook to get his squad on the floor to see what it would look like given the fact that they lost their point guard in the last game. So they did well.
They did well, well to the tune of a 74-51 win. As here at midcourt, center court, all tournament team selection.
Please join me.
And they'll be announcing a Pendleton County player. Austin Kirsch, he gets the, thank you, sir. He gets the all-tournament team for Pendleton County and acquitted himself well. He had 12 points, came on with 10 in the second half, 5 rebounds. He blocked a shot in the game as well. So congratulations to him. Cardinals win in a final 74-51. Bobby and I will take a one-minute break. We'll be back. We'll wrap it up. Game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 1 minute after this.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Well, the George Rogers Clark Cardinals win their 30th game of the season. Their record goes now to 30-2, but more importantly, they live to play on as they defeat Pendleton County here in the opening game of this second day, 74-51, the final. Cards led from start to finish. Looking at some of the more salient numbers in this ball game, Pendleton County able to pick up the shooting a little bit in the second half. After shooting woeful in the first, they end up 40% for the game, 18 of 45, 6 of 20 from three-point range, 9 of 16 at the foul line, 56.5%. For the Cardinals, 30 of 53 from the floor overall, 56.5%. They were 7 of 20 from three-point shooting and 7 of 10 at the foul line for 70%. GRC was able to correct that rebounding deficit. They ended up with a 29-25 rebounding edge over Pendleton County. Some other numbers. Points off turnovers, a 23-4 edge in favor of the Cardinals. Second chance scoring, it was an 8-7 edge for GRC. When you're looking at fast break transition buckets, it was a 16-2 edge for the Cardinals in that category. Individually for Pendleton County, who closes out the season at 15-18, as they make an exit here in the 10th region tournament. Their all-tournament player, Austin Kirsch, led him with 12 points. He also led in rebounding with 5 rebounds. He did block a shot in the game. Some other scoring, we had 2 other players in double figures. Alex Beist had 10 points in the ball game. 10 points also for Merrill, Aiden Merrill, in the game for Pendleton County. For the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, Rayshon Hampton, he finished the game with 21 points. Rayshon hit 3 of 7 from three-point range. He pulled down 2 rebounds, dished an assist, stole the ball 5 times, and had a blocked shot. So some other scoring for GRC, 19 points for Breland Morrison on 8 of 12 shooting from the floor. He had 4 rebounds. He blocked a shot, got a steal in his time on the floor. Other players for GRC, 4 points for Eli Craig to go along with 2 rebounds, 1 assist in the game. For Montez Gay, he gets 7 points in the ball game, and Montez with 5 rebounds. He also dished 3 assists, blocked a shot, came up with a steal. For the Cardinals, J.P. Gaines, 8 points in the contest. He had 5 rebounds. Gaines also led the team with 4 assists. He had 3 steals and blocked a shot in 29 and a half minutes of play. Also, Maddox Campbell, he got a start tonight, the first one of the season, and hits 2 of his 3 shots, both free throws, 8 points, 3 rebounds. He played 8 minutes and did very well. Also playing a little over 8 minutes in the game, Abram Howard, he steadied, dished an assist and pulled down a rebound. Other players for the Cardinals, Hampton Taylor, 4 points, took a couple of shots, made them both, got a rebound in his time on the floor. Chase Pace, he made a 3 on his only shot attempt, and all the Cardinals got to play. Bobby, you brought up a good point. Wanted to see what GRC, I'm sure Coach Cook did. What do we look like without our point guard? And it was by committee, mostly Rayshon Hampton, but we saw Montez Gay bring it up sometime as well. And then Eli Craig, when he was in there, more of a wing guard, but he did take a turn.
Right, and JP even brought it up once or twice.
Well, you know, and he started off as a point guard before he moved to an undersized number 5.
Sure, so they can get the ball up court. There's no problem there. The question is, will they be able to do it under a little more intense pressure come Monday night? Because it could be that the intensity will step up a little bit.
Cardinals will play the winner of this next game that's coming up, and it's going to be Bracken County taking on Campbell County. So that game, we will be covering it. It will be on the Gateway sister station, WMST. So you can check that one out, 11:50 a.m. of also WMSTradio.com when our coverage here concludes. We'll step aside for another 1-minute break, and we'll see if we can wrap it up here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. The Cardinals win in a final over Pendleton County, 74-51. We'll return in 1 minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Second game of this doubleheader. Both teams out on the floor going through a warm-up. Campbell County and Bracken County. Bracken County comes in, their record 11-19 on the season. And Campbell County, they are 23-6. This Campbell team, they have flirted in and out of the top 25 in the state as far as the rankings going. Pretty much all season. They are a very strong team. They had one game against Bracken County earlier where they blew out the Polar Bears 79-33. However, these teams have played each other in 10th region play more than once, and it's been Bracken County giving them fits. They actually beat Campbell County at Holmes High School to send Bracken to the region championship back in 2020. And then in 2021, it was an overtime loss by 7.
Yeah.
That Campbell County had to go to overtime to beat them by 7. So these teams have met in the region tournament, and they've been overtime games, the last two.
Last two have been, and yet this year it could be that there's a little bit too much strength in place for Campbell County, but time will tell on that one.
And speaking of time, we are just about ready to sign this one off. You can join again the coverage of the Campbell County Bracken County game on 11:50 a.m., 106.9 FM, WMST, or you can go to WMSTradio.com. Your commitment by Gateway Radio to bring you 10th Region basketball coverage. We're going to sign it off for our engineer, Hayes McMakin, back at the studio. Tom running the board back there in Winchester. Thank you so much. Bobby Baldwin beside me. Joel Bennett saying, thanks for listening. Move over to Mount Sterling. We've got more to come. Thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.